Welcome to GoFam LA podcast, y'all, where we are rated R bitches. We are going to say whatever we want, whenever we want. There's no consequences on this show.
Oh, perfect.
So today there's been a whole lot of drama and tea going around with relationships and all of that. So we brought Tessie in. Tessie, hey. Yo, gang, got no will.
Ah! Heard that one a couple times.
Yes. So we're going to clear all the rumors, drama and bullshit that has been going on in the house.
There's been a whole lot of.
A whole lot.
let's break the ice here.
Thank you for being our first guest on the podcast. Forgot to mention that. Thank you so much.
Oh yeah,
I'm so honored right now.
Yeah, how do you feel?
Tell me why my heart actually just like fluttered a little bit. Like I feel so special.
That's good. You're so pretty. Oh, anyway, okay. So let's get started. So Tessie, we're gonna start with some questions. All right. Now you know my favorite question to ask you would be, how's you and Dre, first off? And why are you talking about the age difference when it's less than 365 days? Like, come on now.
Okay. To be fair, I only talk to Dre when I'm here. Like, he doesn't text me. He doesn't call me. He doesn't...
Yeah, but you realize the phone works both ways. That's not that big of an excuse.
You know what I asked him? I was like, okay, if you're going to take me on a date, like a perfect date, where would you take me? He said McDonald's. To where?
I'm sorry.
For a girl.
Did he actually say that?
Yes.
He wasn't being serious.
No.
Okay, I was.
But he did say we could go and feed the ducks crackers, and I had to explain to him that actually kills ducks. So.
All right. So, what do you look for in a man?
Okay.
Her ex.
Oh.
That's what I look.
You see how red her face got?
No, that actually tells me everything I need to avoid because there was a whole lot of, but I like guys who are tall and they have to have some sort of ambition. They have to have something they're passionate about. Like Dre has his music. Like some guys might have like soccer.
Dre's tall.
He is a tall guy.
Oh God. Don't tell me you're one of those.
Oh my God. I only do like 6'1" and above.
Don't tell me you're one of those girls.
I just need you to be able to like stand next to my brothers and not like. Anyways, I like when they're smart.
I hate this generation of females that think like that.
I like
if you're
smart
a female
guys.
And you think like that. Respectfully, change your mindset, please.
Wait, about height.
I will be
about
changing
hype.
My mindset. But I also like guys
you know,
who like.
You know, good things come in small packages, right?
I definitely prefer my men to be a little taller than me, or at least. At least the same height as me.
He's got to be able to fix my car if it breaks down.
Oh, on God. They have to be smart in so many different ways.
He's got
to
be like handy. Like if something breaks in my house, he's got to fix it. If you're calling a plumber,
it is so attractive when they can fix things around the house.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like, damn, you work them pipes.
Like, you better fix my car.
All right. So, Tessie, do you have a crush on anyone right now? Or are you talking to anyone? Girl, you better be honest.
I forgot. I have to be 100% honest.
You forgot if you were talking to someone.
I forgot I have to be honest on here. Okay.
By the way, guys, just so you know, whatever she's about to say is probably going to be a lie.
I mean, there's someone I think is cute. Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who?
If it's not someone that's like in the, if you don't feel comfortable, I'm not going to make you say it. Because like, I know.
No,
say
it. It's definitely somebody in the group.
In the group?
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, then it's Dre.
Is it actually?
I'll tell you in 365 days.
Oh, when he turns 19. Oh, no, he turns 20 in 365 days.
He does.
Oh, okay.
And then how old will you be when he's 20?
21?
21.
Yeah.
So I won't be able to bring him to bars with me. So that's the problem.
So I had a question that, do you see you guys,
just
do
kidding.
You see a relationship with Dre in the future? But that kind of answered my question.
So in the future, but where we're both at right now, oh my God, why am I like, this is why I can't think people are cute, because I already have everything all planned out, no.
Oh my God, I do that.
No,
I picture my life with people all the time.
I can't have just like a minor Yelks little weekend. Crush, like I have to like plan out, I'm going to
If you're
like,
watching this, guys, by the way, for everyone watching this podcast, please stay focused on yourself.
Oh, I broke my nail.
Relationships are stupid, and they don't always work out, and relationships are pointless in my opinion.
Who hurt you?
A lot of people.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that they're stupid. I think that
relationships are very stupid unless you guys like...
I love love.
Really?
Me too.
Unless, I think relationships are only good if you guys can really get along. Like 24/7, if you guys... Obviously, fights happen and stuff, but like I feel like relationships only work out if you guys really have that like chemistry, like that click.
Well,
you know what I mean,
and they got to be your best friend too. Like you got to be willing to clean their socks when you guys are 60. And
I hate the I hate the relationships that are like, okay, he just texted me, I'm gonna wait 30 minutes to respond.
Oh, right? No.
You do that.
I do not do that.
Okay, he got home and give him 30 minutes to chill.
I give him time by himself because it's like, I don't like to be up in his face 24/7.
No,
so I don't
get
want
that.
Him to get tired of me. So, and we're basically with each other 90% of our time. So it's like, I also like my own space and he likes his own space. We're very two spacious people.
For me, if I don't reply in 2 seconds, I'm gonna forget. For like 2 hours.
That too.
And it's not even on purpose.
I love a quick reply.
I either reply super fast or like not for hours because I genuinely just forget about it.
Right. Okay. So I did forget to ask you this. For anyone who's new, who's like watching this and doesn't know who Tess is, because I don't, why would you not know who Tess is anyway? But
I'm just kidding, guys. A lot of people probably have no idea who I am.
No, give us a rundown of who you are, like a quick 60 seconds if you could.
Ooh, okay. So 30. My name is, you don't want to hear me talk? 30? You want to count down my time?
All right, go off.
My name's Tess Monpere.
One.
I sing.
Two.
I just turned 20 and.
You're 20?
You're 20? My favorite color is red. I'm an Aries. I'm 5'6". I have a dog. His name's Toby. He's really cute. And I talk a lot. So I feel like that's...
The dog is not cute, by the way.
Oh, Gavin doesn't like it. Gavin does not like my dog. He is, in fact, a hater. Probably because my dog's not a pug. But it's fine.
No, dude. I'm definitely a fan of dogs that aren't pugs, but...
What did my dog do to you except be cute?
There's just really some ugly dogs out there.
And my dog is not one of them. My dog is... exceptionally
I'm
cute.
Sorry, Gav. You know I love you and your dogs, but Zoe ain't the cutest. I gotta be honest with you.
She's aged.
She has aged.
I can tell that she was really cute as a puppy. She's beautiful. She's a little classy lady, but...
She's old.
Would I want to look like her if I was a dog? You know... No.
All right, I got another question for you. So how did you meet us, basically? Like, how did you meet Gavin and I?
Well, right? Now this is a story. Okay. So my younger sister, Ava, knew Gavin already through like mutual friends, whatever. And I knew Mackenzie already. They were doing a song together.
Yeah, Mackenzie and Tess had a little fling going on.
And oh my God, I just told Andre about that.
Are you serious?
Yes.
He calls me. So I hadn't talked to him in like 2 years. He calls me 2 years later. He's like, hey, I have to tell you something. And I was like, what? And he goes, so I wrote a song about you. And I was like, okay. And he's like, but I want your younger sister in the music video. Is that okay? And I was like, I mean, ask her.
Did he really say that?
Yeah. And he was like,
did he even write the song about her?
I don't know.
Yeah, he did. He would tell me that all the time that he wanted you back.
Oh gosh. And so I told him, I was like, okay, don't ask me, ask my mama. I was like, ask Ava, whatever. And they were all on board. And so then Ava was like, but I want you to come with me. Can you come with me? So I came, met everybody. Everybody was super cool. And so then whenever Ava came, I was like, I want to come too.
Bro, it's about to be a whole year.
I was just singing that downstairs. We're like going through our 1 year ago today's on Snap. I was like, wait, because when was it? Like July?
Was it July?
August?
I don't remember.
You don't remember the best day
August.
Of your life?
I think it was
me?
August.
The best day of my life.
The day your life changed forever.
Hey, speaking of your sister.
So Tess,
though,
what's your opinion on parallel parking?
Oh, I'm terrible at it. Actually, I'm great at parallel parking.
No way.
Can't drive to the left or the right.
Bro, do you not see all the swipe skirts on your headlights?
Well, that's because parallel parking is the only thing I can do. Parking on any curb is getting hit. Parking in front of any wall, the wall's getting hit. Haven't hit any cars yet, though. Knock on wood.
How?
Hey, but speaking of your sister, though, does your sister, like, still have a crush on Gav?
Honestly... No, but...
Do you talk to her about it, though?
I do. I have asked her. She's very much in this space where she just got out of a relationship, and so she's so anti-boy
right now.
Yeah,
wasn't she in a relationship?
She was. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but I can. I'm telling myself I can. So, yeah, she was in a relationship with a guy, and didn't end the best. So now in her mental, she's very much just, like, anti-guy, just doing her. And so... She likes you as a person. Like, she always says, she's like, he's a great person, great friend, all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, okay, so I want everyone... How does the comment section work on podcasts? Can I still say Premiere Chat? Okay, so I want everyone in the Premiere Chat to let us know who Tessie should date. Should she date Dre, or should she keep going with these grown men. I think she should go with Trey.
Because I was telling Electra, okay, guys, I have a story. Went on a date with this guy, right? This is like first day after my breakup. And so he asked me, he's like, oh, so how old are you? And I was like, oh, I'm about to turn 20 because I was still 19 at the time. And he was like, oh, like you're 19 right now? And I was like, yeah, how old are you? And
he's Wait, who's this?
This random guy. I'm not going to say his name, but he was like, I can't tell
Bill.
You. And I was like, yeah, we'll call him Bill. So Bill's like, I can't tell you how old I am. And I was like, why? And he's like, do you want to go to Kauai with me? And I was like, no. And then he's like, I'll tell you my age if you go to Kauai with me. I was like, so you're going to trap me on an island with you before you tell me your age? Look him up on IMDb, find out he's 35.
Oh, so you can find this man on IMDb.
Yeah, so he was 15 years older than me. So that was an interesting one.
But was he taller? I mean, if he's tall.
No, actually, he was shorter than me. Like.
Was he really? Was he actually?
He was like my, well, I was wearing heels, so he was shorter than me.
And that's why I like tall guys, so I can wear heels around them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tweaking.
Folks.
So like if I was wearing some flats, yeah, he'd be taller. But like, I like my heels. I love wearing my heels. And so I'm like, eh.
Yeah, I felt that though. All right. So Tessie, we're going to get your boyfriend in. I mean, I'm sorry. My bad. We're going to get Dre in on this.
I'm sorry. What was that?
I got frightened.
Wait,
I got scared.
Okay, Tessie, we'll see you later.
Love you.
Love you. All right, everyone in the Premiere chat, say bye, Tessie. And say hello, Andre.
My name is Dre Hill. I'm from Bakersfield.
And now he's feeling himself.
My name is Dre Hill. I'm from Bakersfield, California. I'm a rapper slash, well, not slash. I'm just an artist from, Bakersfield. And I'm 18 years old. I come from a big family of love and support. So that's cool. And I am grateful and fortunate enough to be here with my dogs. And you feel me? And I'm grateful.
His little dogs.
My big dogs.
I mean, you are a month older than me.
A little bit older, but yeah.
Just by a few weeks.
It's Dre Hill.
All right. So we got some questions for you. All right. So you have to put your right hand up really quick.
What am I doing?
Put your left hand over your heart.
What?
And repeat after me. I solemnly swear.
Isn't your heart on the?
I don't
it's
even know.
It's in the
know.
Middle of your chest.
Yeah. What? I'm like.
No,
what?
Your heart. You know, your heart's technically located in the middle, right?
I mean, yeah, but when you do the Pledge of Allegiance, is it this way? Okay, what's up?
Anyway, so yeah, put your hand up. So repeat after me. I solemnly swear.
Where are we going with this? I solemnly swear.
To tell nothing but the truth and only the truth.
Oh, to tell nothing but the truth and only the truth for sure.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
What are y'all about to ask me?
Okay, so what do you look for in a girl?
Ooh, what I look for in a female is...
I already know.
What?
I look for...
big booty cheeks.
You gotta be slim, you gotta be thick, and you gotta be like,
okay,
you gotta
besides,
have like
besides
a decent personality.
Besides appearance, good personality, low key relatable to me. Have to have gone through other similar situations that I've gone through, and that comes with getting to know you. But yeah, just a cool person overall. Obviously beautiful as hell, good looking. You know, body on 10. And that's
all I care about.
Off tops. But for sure, personality. Like, if we don't click, it ain't gonna work.
Y'all, I think my nail lady is here, so I'm gonna have to dip.
I'm gonna switch this up. I'm gonna switch to the other side real quick. Just so it's not awkward. It's gonna be like a little dinner date. But yeah, I mean, I'm big on like getting just to like know people and like having the audience like get to know you better as a person. So like, tell us like... Like, what do you do right now? What's going on in your life right now? Like, give us some updates. What you've been working on?
Well, like I mentioned, I'm an artist.
Yeah.
I'm an artist. I'm working on a lot of music. I'm managed by two people, Teresa Magnus and OG Suicide. So that's going good. I do YouTube videos and content, bunch of content.
Yeah, if y'all haven't checked out his YouTube channel, y'all gotta for sure check that out.
Yeah, Dre Hill on the YouTubes.
Yep.
I do a GoFam pod, or not podcast, but I do GoFam with the you know, the whole GoFam. We get down on YouTube with the whole fam and then Gavin's channel. And so yeah, that's cool. But for the most part, I'm an artist, like I said. I work on a lot of music. I'm constantly in the studio 2-3 times a week. I'm trying to get as much content out as I can out. I'm trying to get my name out there. You feel me?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I know we talk a lot about relationships on here, you know, just in general.
Yeah.
But I hate to ask you another question, but are you currently interested in someone?
Yeah.
Would you mind sharing who?
Yeah, I do mind. I don't want to bring that
up. Can you share who?
I'm allowed to, but no, I don't want to. I choose not to.
Why? Why is that? Why does it seem like it's such a...
It's just private. I mean, you know how it is having relationships and people knowing about all your business, you know, on social media.
I mean, it's not all of your business if you're just giving us a name.
All I'll say is this. Bray gonna be Dre Bay.
Regia Bay Bay, what?
It makes no sense, right?
Wait, what did you say?
I said Bray gonna be Dre Bay.
Oh, her name's Bray?
That's all I'm gonna say.
Braylon?
And he drops the name.
Oh, it's not Tess?
Nah.
I thought, okay, because she was just saying that, how she was interested in you.
That's cap.
Hey, Brian, was that true? That's true. That was true.
Well, you know, the birdies also like to run away from
bird food. Yeah, whatever. But
they like to run away from bird food when it drops from the air, so.
I mean, but yeah, so you're currently interested in someone, though. Like,
yeah,
I mean, like, do you think it's going to work out, though? Like, what are the odds that a 1 out of 10, like, it's going to work out? Because, you know, I know you, and I know, like...
Right now, to be real with you, is 5 out of 10.
It's probably not going to work out?
I really don't know.
She's just a cutie?
It's one of those I'm willing to try, you know?
I feel that. Yeah. I feel that.
She's also a little bit older than me, so I don't know.
How old is she?
20.
I don't like sharing that information.
I'll share that, but yeah.
Does she live here? Or is she from here?
No, she's from... Well, I don't know exactly where she's from, but I know she lives where I live, in Baco.
Oh, okay. Talk to me about our relationship, our friendship.
It's crazy, for real, how close we got over the last... What would I say? Year?
Almost
a year. It's crazy how close we got over a year. We have that brotherly connection, you know, like,
yeah,
I really look at you like my little brother, and it's crazy, for real. Remember that we were doing that for real count? Mm-hmm. I hate that for real when I'm talking, but yeah, I didn't go to high school,
I didn't
all
either.
4 years, just like you.
Imagine me, public school.
That's what I'm saying. So I actually broke my leg 9 times, and by the time I was able to get into high school, my leg had been hurt so many times I couldn't play basketball in high school. So I said, you know what, I don't want to go. And my mom allowed me to do that. She said I was able to get on independent study, and I was like, all right, let's do it. I want to be an actor and a raptor. I want to be an actor.
Wait, so like what kind of raptors are you more? Like velociraptors
whatever it is. But listen, look, so it wasn't a rapper that I wanted to be, it was an actor. It was kind of,
yeah, that's
kind
how
of
I started.
So
like,
yeah.
I mean I started my career with like YouTube, and then I kind of transitioned into acting while I was like low key pursuing a YouTube career.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like we got a lot of, you know, similarities when it comes to like auditioning and
stuff.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know, cause I was what, 9, 10, 11 years old, just like reading 20 page scripts, auditioning for Disney and like Nickelodeon and stuff like that, and going to the, like, Kids Choice Awards, like all that type of stuff. So
that's,
I know,
crazy.
we've
I was
done
going to that shit too.
Yeah, so like, I know we've done like a bunch of similar stuff.
Yeah.
But I have to ask you, alongside our friendship, like, what do you think? I mean, do I ever get on your nerves?
Yeah, you do. And it just comes with it.
Yeah, but like, I'm saying, what makes me, like, what irritates you the most about me? Or like that I do?
Shit talking. That's pretty much it. I mean, you know how to irritate me on like some big brother, little brother type vibes, mm-hmm. which I know you don't like that little brother title, but
no, it's fine.
It is what it is. I mean, yeah, as far as like conversating and getting on my nerves, saying stuff I don't like or saying stuff, you know, that makes me mad. That's pretty much it. Besides that, I mean, you never really like make me angry.
I mean, yeah, but that's normal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying.
But, I mean, yeah. I mean, we have another guest coming in. We have a Kylie in a few minutes, but I just want to kind of wrap up everything with you, because I mean, obviously, you're going to be interviewing me, or interviewing her with me. But I mean, yeah, guys, this is the podcast. This is, what do you think so far? Like,
I love it. This is, I've always wanted to do a podcast, and for like our own team to be doing it in our,
yeah, and by the way, like we're gonna be doing like, we're gonna be doing like full episodes, like hour long episodes, less shorter, like we're gonna be doing full episodes on just one person. But right now we're just, we're still testing the waters, so we're just doing like a switcheroo, like we're just, we're rotating a bunch of guests all in one sitting. So I don't know, it's kind of cool. But yeah, we're definitely gonna do like dedicated episodes towards the near future. But actually, probably next episode will be that. Yeah, I don't even know why I said towards the near future.
What are we doing next episode? Or I probably can't even say that yet.
Dude, I don't know.
Getting it planned out, but yeah,
we can get a lot of, we can get a lot of people in here. I'm excited. But yeah, guys, hope you guys had some fun talking to Dre Hill.
That's good.
Make sure you guys go check out his music. All the links will be in the description to everyone. Yeah, go check out his music.
Go do that for
go
me.
Go check
man.
Out his Instagram, all his socials. Everyone's socials should be in the description. But yeah, well, can we welcome our next guest, Kylea Dixon?
Clap it up for Kylea. Am I staying on here with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome, Kylea. Welcome to
Hi,
the welcome to the
you.
Podcast. So I think you were in the, I don't know, she wasn't in the room for the beginning. So basically, I'm gonna give you, we're gonna give you 60 seconds to kind of just give us a little rundown about who you are, what you do, you know, your occupation, everything like that, you know. Who, just tell us who you are. You can go for as long as you want.
So I'm a dancer. I've been dancing for about 10 years. And I auditioned for like commercials, like TV shows and stuff. And I just filmed a commercial recently. I'm an influencer. I film YouTube videos. And yeah.
Heck yeah.
That's what's up.
How long have you been in the industry again?
I think since I was 8, 9, or 7. Somewhere around there.
So far.
I'm assuming that's like what were you doing at that age? Like dancing?
No,
cuz I know a lot of people that are dancers, like they were, since they were like 7 years old, you know, it was mostly like dancing. But like what were you doing at that age, like the industry?
When I was 8 or 9, I think I filmed a music video for Travis Scott and Rosalia. It was the TKN one. Do you know that song?
You were in the music video?
Yeah. I was dancing in that.
That's what's up.
And
hold on.
Yeah.
Did you meet Travis?
Oh, I didn't.
That's hard.
No fucking way.
He's pretty cool. Yeah.
So far.
Wait, when was that? Like 2 years ago?
Like 3 years ago, I think. I it was kind of a long time ago.
I mean, that's cool. Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah,
Dre,
thank
you got
you.
Any questions? You want to ask her like anything?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like both of y'all actually, being in the industry at such a young age, how do y'all feel about it now that y'all have been in it for a while? Because I'm sorry, but from like, how old are you? 13?
Yeah, 13.
From 7, how many years in?
Oh, you're 13?
6.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
February.
Oh, you're newly 13.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's crazy. So yeah, being in the industry from so young, to that, that's like over 5 years for sure, locked mm-hmm. in the game. How do y'all feel about the industry now? Like, is this something y'all want to continue to do?
Oh, yeah.
Specifically you.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, I really like it. I've been homeschooled for a while now.
Okay, so you already like used to it. You're dedicated type.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, like, what do you enjoy most when it comes to like doing what you do with all like, I mean, like the YouTube stuff, dancing, like what do you enjoy the most about, you know, this industry? Because let me tell you, there's a lot of dark shit.
Yeah.
Like crazy shit that goes on. So
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like it's always good to, sorry to interrupt you, but I just feel like it's always good to like, you know, get to know like what kind of stance certain people have in the industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm trying to focus on like social media mostly, and probably like the commercial stuff. I still like audition for that, for like TV shows and stuff. It's, yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy, because I know me and him, we were talking about, I mean, when I started my career, I was doing acting. I mean, I was doing YouTube too, but I had like 10,000 subscribers and I was vlogging on like an iPod mini. So I was all in the game back then, but I was doing a lot of acting for like 3 years. You know, I was telling them I was doing like a bunch of auditions for like Disney, Nickelodeon commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Like all that type of stuff. I feel like we definitely could have like came across each other years ago at certain auditions. Because did you ever audition for like commercials? Stuff like that or no?
I was on Disney Fam Jam with my family. I don't know if you know
that's cool. I have no clue what that is, but that's
it was
cool.
Like it was with Phil Wright. It was, yeah, our whole family danced on it. When?
Well, yeah, when was that?
That was, I think I was 11. Yeah. It's on Disney Plus.
Me and Gav always talk about that. It's so crazy, like, how small the world really is.
It is.
Like,
it really is.
You work a lot with my ex-girlfriend, Piper, huh? I know you guys work together a lot.
Yeah.
And then you're also with the Rock Squad, Rock Your Hair. You work with them a lot. Like, I do. You guys are really cool. I see all that content. When was the first time we met? It was definitely a Rock Squad video, right?
It was.
Which one was it? I wonder.
It was the Halloween one. I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think was so. It? I feel like I met you before that or something.
It definitely could have been. But yeah, tell us, like, how did you meet Nicole?
I think my sister found her on, like, YouTube, or no, not YouTube, actually, on Instagram. And she didn't start the YouTube channel yet. And we kind of, like, she became our manager, and the Rock Squad just, like, came along, and there's, like, 5 people in it to start with. And then we started adding people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was around June, August 2021. So, yeah.
Oh, really?
So
yeah.
Not that long ago.
Oh, yeah. So how long have you guys been, like, almost how long about has a year. Rock Squad been doing, like, the YouTube videos?
Well, okay, they started, like, really, really long ago, like, a few years ago, and then they stopped for a while, and then they started doing more, like, they used to do, like, concerts, and then now they're doing more, like, the YouTube,
like, pranks. Yeah, I remember
I always
used to be on that Rock Your Hair tour.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And now we switched to, like, doing the whole pranks and stuff. But,
oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So there's a rumor that you and Gavin went on a date. Is that true?
I wouldn't say it was like a date.
To jump straight into the juice.
Yeah, we got blindfolded and I had no idea who I was going on a date with. And then, yeah. But yeah.
How you feel about that, Gav?
I mean, yeah, what she said.
I feel that. Simple. Do you listen to Gavin's music?
Oh, yeah, I've heard it.
What would you say is your favorite song of his?
Probably Movie. That was a good one.
That song is banging.
Yeah.
I can't wait for his new shit to drop.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it Upgrade?
Oh, yeah, Upgrade. But I'm talking about, like, that new too. That he ain't. Nobody's even heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's got some crazy shit coming.
Wow.
I should probably tone down the cussing, huh?
No, you're good.
Are you single or are you dating?
I'm single.
Not that that's my concern, but
are you ready to mingle, or like what are you looking for a relationship right now, or like what's your stance status on like relationships right now? Like, what are you looking for something? Are you trying to stay single? Like, what are you open to staying?
You're young, in the game.
Honestly, if it like comes along, then sure. But I'm not really like focused on it. That's like right, I'm gonna find a boyfriend. Like, it's not like that.
Stay focused on your bag.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously, if it does come along, sure.
Like, yeah, for sure,
it'll come with it all one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you though. Have you ever been in a relationship before? Yeah. How long was it?
A couple months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, how serious was it?
I mean, it's kind of.
Wait, how old were you?
I was 13.
Wait, so this did you like?
Just... Oh, no. I was 12. 12.
Okay, so like it wasn't. Was it,
no, no, it wasn't serious.
It wasn't like too serious.
That's just kind of.
Is that was your only relationship you've been in?
I mean,
like somewhat real one.
Okay, well, it's kind of. I guess so.
Okay, because, I mean, I remember my first serious relationship, which was, like, a little less than a... I'm not even going to speak on when it was, but, like, my first real relationship was, dude, it made me, like, never want to be in a relationship again. But, like, it's been a while now, so, like, I feel like I'm definitely ready for, like, something new. But it's, like... My issue with relationships, and I will tell you this, I feel like whenever you are looking for love and you're looking for something to keep you occupied, that is when you cannot find it. That is when your luck is at the all-time worst. But like, and then when you don't want love or you're not looking for it, it just pops up everywhere.
Yes, sir.
But then it's not the love you want. It's always the love you search for that you don't get.
Another thing is too.
I know you relate to that, because me and you, we're always chasing, bro.
Yeah.
And like now, like
we kick back.
Yeah. And now we're just like letting like stuff come to us, like naturally happen.
Another thing is too, after you have that first relationship where you feel like you really are like in love or love that person, as a youngin' especially, and you never want to love again type shit, you know, like I don't know. I feel like that's
I don't believe whoever says, if you're a person that says you can't have your heart broken at a young age, you are a liar.
Yeah.
Did you get heartbroken from that relationship? Like,
kind of.
Like, did it like mess you up for like a year? Did it mess you up for like a long time?
I think like a week. I was a little like thrown off, and then like after a while, I kind of got over it.
See, that's like not even. Like wait till you go through like some real hard.
Yeah, wait till
Everyone bro, has to go through
Brian.
It.
Yeah.
Brian, I'm not even gonna talk about it, dude. This is like, I was about to say some stuff I've never even put on the internet, bro. My first love, which was like 3 years ago, bro. Oh my god. I had never been that hurt in my freaking life, dude.
Me
like
too,
I've for real, like that has never been like, I've never felt something like that. And that's how I know it was real. Cause like still sometimes to this day, I'm like, ooh, I get that like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, do you ever feel that? Or like, do you guys ever feel that?
I sure do. About my first love. Yes.
Yeah.
Bro.
Cause it's
my
serious,
bro. It got to the point where like my mom came in the room. Cause I would be a little asshole around the house. If I was not able to hang out
too.
With her and see her and go to her house, bro,
yes.
I would walk around so mad. And it got to the point to where my mom came in my room crying and she got in my face and was I want my son back. And I was like, whoa,
yeah.
Like that right there just hit me. I was like, whoa, maybe I am.
That's how you know you're in deep.
Yeah.
That is how you know.
Yeah.
It hit me like, whoa.
But like kind of steering away from some like the serious stuff.
Yeah.
What do you look for in a guy typically when it comes to like, yeah, like relationships? Like, what do you look for in a guy?
Well, obviously I have to find them attractive. But I think
what do you find attractive about a guy? Like, what do you look for in them?
I don't know. I just feel like if they're cute, they're cute. I don't really have like a specific type.
Like, you don't look for like personality, hair color, eyes, body, like that. None of that matters to you.
I don't know. Their personality, for sure. Like, they can't... I don't know. They have to have, like... They have to be outgoing and... I don't know. Like, I think it's really good when they're, like, focused on their career and not too much about, like, other things.
Yeah, for sure. So, I know, like, when it comes to, like, looking for qualities in a person, I don't know. I feel like I'm so much of, like, a... I feel like when I'm looking or I'm looking to be interested in someone or I am just interested in someone, I make sure like a big thing. Ooh, my bad. A big thing for me is I make sure like I want to know what you have going on for yourself. Like you got to have something you're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like you can't just be some random who's like, you know, like not doing nothing. You're just like, I don't care how pretty you are, how stunning you are. Like you got nothing going for you and you're like, and you just, you kind of kick back like.
Yeah, I agree.
I need someone to motivate me, you know,
for sure.
Yeah, and also respect.
What does the girl you're talking to do? Like, what does she do?
She's actually in a lot of stuff. Like, she's 20 years old, already graduated from college.
But like, what does she do?
She's trying to. Well, she does nails right now, currently as her job. But she wants to get in. Like, she's going through police academy. She wants to be highway patrol. And I don't know. I feel like it's kind of badass. I ain't gonna lie. I know you want to laugh right now, but.
Everyone, say goodbye to Kylea. She's leaving. Thank you so much for being our third guest on the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me.
Of course.
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
Now, next in the room, is Kehlani Dixon. Everyone, give her a warm welcome.
The big sister.
Thank you so much for being on the show, on the little podcast thingy. Now, what we do is we give people 60 seconds, 30 seconds, however long you want to go. It can be short or long or whatever you want.
Okay.
Just to introduce yourself and kind of get people to know you. And just tell us about yourself. What do you do? What do you love? Who are you?
Okay. Hi, my name is Kehlani Dixon. I'm a dancer. I've been dancing for 13 years.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
You got a license?
No.
Permit?
I'm working on my permit.
You've been dancing since you was 3.
Wait, hold on. Wait,
professional. Yeah.
Are you doing driver's ed?
Yeah.
This dude,
the online course?
Yeah, online.
You know, these young cats and they driver's ed and they getting their license.
Dude, 2.5 months, I'm gonna be driving.
I was just saying, boy.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, continue. Tell us about it.
You said professionally dancing.
I cut you off at you're 16. I think I don't know. Just keep
there's
going.
Nothing Do really out.
Yeah, just keep going.
I mean,
so dancing since
I act
3.
Sometimes.
You act.
Yeah.
I know you're like, are you into the? You're into the YouTube stuff as well, right? With your sister.
Yeah, we're on Rock Squad.
Heck, do y'all have your own YouTube?
We're starting one.
Okay,
Dixon Sisters.
Up.
Yeah.
So I know, like, you and your sister, you guys have, how long have you been in the industry?
I would say around, well, it depends. For acting, it's been about 2 years. For dancing, it's been about, like, I'd say 5. And then, like, YouTube, we kind of just started.
Oh, yeah. But, go ahead, my bad. What was your, like, what were you going to say? Were you going to ask something?
I was going to say, your sister mentioned she was in a Travis Scott video. Yes, got any, like, crazy things you're in?
Well, I've been on Darman 5 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. First videos. Yeah.
It's that, remember what I was showing you? I'm Dante reacting to like the ripoffs.
Oh, yeah. It's,
yeah.
That's like the fake ones. Okay. But there's like real ones. And he's got like, what, like 20 million subscribers?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Really
that's
cool.
Hard.
Yeah. And then we've also been on Disney Channel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She was talking about Disney that. Like fam a jam. Game show or something?
Yeah. Family show? It was like a family like show. That. Yeah.
But now, question, we were asking your sister.
Okay.
Are you single?
Yes.
Are you looking for a relationship? Like, what's your stance on like relationships, love, everything like that? Like, are you trying to stay single? Like, are you open to a relationship if it comes to you? Like, what's your take on that?
So
kind of stuff?
I'm pretty much open to a relationship. I am only 16 though, so I'm kind of trying to stay like
stay in your bag.
Yeah,
that's right.
Trying to stand back and like.
Do you think 16 is like young, a little young?
No, it's honestly, I'm not like whatever anyone prefers, but. I don't know. I'm kind of just trying to stay open to everything.
But like, you're just trying to like mainly focus on your career. And like, if it comes,
that
it comes.
Too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it comes, it comes. Because I definitely like think.
Yeah, I think it that way.
I think it's always good.
It's always good to let love come naturally. I feel like if it's forced, it never ends up working out.
Yes.
But I know your sister was telling us that she was in a relationship last year or a couple months. I don't know. I think she was telling us she was in a relationship recently.
Before,
within,
and that lasted a couple months.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a relationship? Like,
no.
No?
No. I've been really trying to, like, focus on my career, though.
So, like, have you
I've
ever...
Been, like,
have
on
ever,
myself and
So
stuff.
You never got your heart broken?
Mm-mm.
You ever been, like... Have you ever been, like... have you ever been played? No?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
no.
She's... I like that. She's, I like that.
You seem like the type of girl to like not be.
You seem like
about
more of like a
I'm
boss
not.
Woman.
No, yeah. I yeah. Boss. I definitely am awesome. Very independent. Yeah. Like
that's
I can
cool.
be
I
by
like
myself.
That a lot.
Like,
but so you've said you've been in the industry for what, like 13 years? You've been dancing for 13 years?
Yes, I've been dancing. I was dancing competitively for 11, and then I kind of went into like the industry. I go to Playground sometimes.
Really?
I dance with the crew dancers. And
that's sick.
Like a training program.
Are you, you're doing YouTube, right? You're with, like, you do a lot of stuff with the Rock Squad and my ex-girlfriend, I see.
And your ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Piper.
How is it working with all of them? I mean, I think they're great. They're obviously great. But
yes,
like,
they're...
How do you like working with them?
Yeah, they're amazing people.
Oh,
I like
for sure.
All of them. They all are just, like, so nice, so kind.
Heck yeah. So, there's another subject that I wanted to touch on.
Okay.
You can be honest, you can choose not to answer too.
Okay.
But this is a very highly suggested question to ask. There's been a lot of rumors and sayings about like your sister having like a crush on me. What do you think? Like, do you think that's true? Or like, what do you think she has a crush on me?
So I think she wants to get to know you better.
She like,
I think that's
telling my sister.
No, I'm not. No, she does come to me for like advice and stuff, but obviously I don't know because I've never been in a relationship.
Yeah.
But, she just like kind of, I don't know. She kind of just wants to get to know you better.
Oh yeah, for sure. For
so
sure.
So she's not like out there, like I need to be with this person. Like she doesn't.
Well,
you know,
obviously, but like, she, I mean, a crush is just like, you're cute. Like you're cute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I have a lot of relationship past, you know, being in a bunch of relationships in the past. Well, like, I've got a lot of bad relationship experiences, but like, what is the main thing you look for in like in a person?
Like personality.
Mm-hmm. That's like your biggest thing.
Yeah.
When it comes to,
and then they have to be tall. Second.
Yeah. Cause how tall are you? 5'10"?
Yeah.
5'10"?
Yeah.
With heels, 6'1" or 6 foot?
I never really wear heels, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, tall girls shouldn't wear heels.
You're taller than him, bro.
That's not a good statement.
Wait, stand up.
Why?
I want to see who's taller.
Yeah, she's taller than me.
I'm tall.
Okay.
You and your sister have been, like, in a couple of GoFan videos now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure the people out there wanted to know, how did you guys meet GoFan? Or, like, Gavin?
Well, we did. It was through Rock Squad. We, I think the first time we ever met... When was it? When did I first meet
selfie
you?
World.
Yeah, it was. It was definitely. I was thinking it was the Christmas party, but that would be.
It was probably like one of those. What's it called? One of those. It was probably one of those like costume videos or whatever.
Yeah, but I remember those. We haven't done one of those in a long time.
But yeah, I mean, how do you like being a GoFam so far? Like, what's your?
I think it's
what's
been
your
super.
Stance? Like, you think it's love that? Like, do you think it's cool? Like, how do you enjoy being, you know, around GoFam and everyone? Like, in here.
I think it's really fun. I think you guys are like a family and I love it here. I mean, you guys are all super nice and stuff. And I feel like you've really done an amazing job welcoming both me and Kylea into the group. So.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, so being in the industry as well, like your sister and all of us mm-hmm. have, do you, what's your like, I don't even know how to, like what's your view on like friends that's outside of the industry? Do you have a lot of friends?
I actually don't.
Kylea, I feel like a lot of kids in the industry that have at least like grown up in the industry, they don't have like regular friends type.
Yeah, and
then, my bad to cut you off. But then at the same time, like when you have friends that are in the industry, it's also really easy to like lose them.
Yeah, I agree with that last statement for sure. I think it's really hard to keep friends, especially in this industry, because I feel like it's very competitive.
Yeah.
I would say my sister's my best friend. I don't
that's like, cool. I like the fact that you guys are best friends. I think it's really good to be like, you know, be close with your siblings.
Yeah. And then with them. Like my brother and my mom, I'm just like always around my family. And like, I think that's really important. Like family is like,
you keep your circle small.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Very good, especially being in this industry.
Yes.
Definitely a key. Oh yeah. Are you talking to anyone right now? Are you talking to anyone? Okay. She's smiling.
Okay.
Is
there someone you're interested
in? Is there someone you're interested in?
Yes.
I'm Can you share who or no?
No.
Why not?
Because.
You don't have to. Let me just say that. He pressured me into basically spilling the name because I was like, nah, I'm good. And then he got me to spill the name, the age, what she does, where she's from. I was like, all right, cool. Never mind.
He willingly did it. You can never force someone to say something verbally.
Yeah, you like, did say it.
You know how to get around.
Oh, yeah. I do.
Yeah, you do.
Oh.
So you are talking to someone.
Yes.
Industry or not? Are they in the industry?
Not saying.
That's right.
I mean, I'm just asking, like...
Respectfully.
Are they in the industry?
Yes.
Are they in this room?
No.
Okay. Do they live in, like, in your area, or do they live in, like, L.A.?
L.A.
L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Is it someone you, like, are you with them a lot?
I'm not answering any questions. He's really trying to get me to...
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Okay,
interrogating me about
last question. What's your favorite feature about this person?
Hair.
Hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fluffy hair.
That's what's up.
Well, I think that
wraps it up.
I think that wraps up our first episode, our first official episode.
Let's get it, man. This is
this
is cool.
So everybody,
this was fun.
Everybody say again. Say goodbye to the podcast, our first episode.
Goodbye,
everyone
podcast.
Say thank
Bye.
You
yeah,
to
thank you.
To Kaylani for coming on the episode. Thank you so much, obviously.
No,
and
thank
we'll see
you
guys in the next one. Let us know who you want us to get on the podcast next. Let us know, please, in the comments in the premiere chat.
Anybody.
Comment right now who you want on the next episode.
Yes.
We'll see you guys there.
Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe. Out. Let's get it. We outro.